This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to hear the third part now, part three of four, of a sermon I preached about 2 weeks ago now, and it's entitled The Days of Noah. We're going through the Gospel of Mark, and we've started a look here in chapter 13 a couple weeks ago, which is Mark's description of what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age. And we're taking a slight detour here this week and next. And we're looking at the days of Noah, which Matthew recorded, but Mark didn't. And then next week, we're going to look at something Luke recorded and nobody else did. And that is when the Lord said, as it was in the days of Lot, so it will be when I return. So that's where we're at here today. This is part three now. This is going to end and wrap up tomorrow. In the meantime, I invite you out to Island Community Church tonight at 6 o'clock. We're looking at one of the most difficult to understand and interpret scriptures in all of the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 3, where Peter says that the Lord Jesus, it says he descended into hell and he preached to the spirits which are in prison. We're going to attempt to see what that means. We're going to look at the different possible interpretations to that. What did Peter mean when he said the Lord had descended into actually Hades? That's what we're looking at here today on today's program. We're following through with the days of Noah. You're going to learn something, I bet, on the understanding of a Hebrew word from Genesis chapter 6. And we're going to look at two will be in the field, one will be taken, one will be left. We're going to get into the meat of what that means as well. Okay, let's get into this third part now of this message here, the days of Noah.
Oblivious to the judgment of God, the inhabitants of the earth were caught unprepared by the flood. Then Dr. Criswell says this, such a state of unpreparedness will exist when Christ returns. Reminds me of the last hurricane we had here. I was living in Port St. Lucie. It was 2004. They said, a hurricane's coming, Esposito. And I said, I went out and I bought two bottles of water and a jar of peanuts. Two 16-ounce bottles of water and a jar of peanuts. And I took a shower and shaved in a swimming pool for 2 weeks. That's what he means by being unprepared. Hurricane's coming, Esposito. A hurricane is coming. Get ready. I'm ready. Such a state of unpreparedness will exist when Christ returns. So Criswell says people in Noah's day were preoccupied with trivial matters and neglected spiritual matters. And just like those who refused to listen to Lot, they were oblivious to the judgment of God. Boy, oh boy, are we ever seeing that today. People do evil things and God just holds his peace, doesn't he? How many times do we say, Lord, when are you going to respond? When are you going to act? When are you going to do something? People are oblivious to the judgment of God. Guess what? Christians are more oblivious to the judgment of God. There are whole denominations that'll shoot you down if you talk about the judgment of God. I catch more flack from Christians when I talk about the judgment of God than I do from unbelievers. Unbelievers don't give a rip. The Christians tell me I'm wrong. All judgment was already carried out on the cross. There is no judgment. Peter said this, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. 2 Peter 3:3. Now the Lord Jesus says it this way in Luke. He said, be on guard so that your hearts will not be weighted down with. Now the King James says surfeiting. New King James says dissipation. You never guess in a million years what this word means. I just looked it up this morning. The word means to have a hangover from drinking. Never knew that. Be on your guard so that your hearts will not be weighted down with a hangover and drunkenness and the worries of this life. Worries. Weren't we talking about that in Sunday school this morning? Worry closet. Be on your guard so that your hearts will not be weighted down with a hangover or with being drunk and the worries of this life, and this day will not come upon you suddenly like a trap. Like an animal caught in the track, whap, hits you suddenly. The days of Noah, he says, beware. Be on your guard. Notice how action is required of you. Look at all these commands, all these imperatives. Beware. Be on your guard. Take heed to yourself. Now here's the great revelation God gave me this morning, 1 hour before the service started. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 11, it says this. It says, the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Guess what the Hebrew word is for violence? It's the word Hamas. Hamas. H-A-M-A-S. I've been studying this book nigh on 25 years. I've never seen that before. Let's read it again. The earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with Hamas. What'll be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when I was returned. What characterized the days of Noah? The whole earth was filled with Hamas. Now, Hamas, for those that might not know what I'm talking about, is the big Muslim terrorist group of the Palestinians, which Yasser Arafat was the president of before he died. Hamas. Isn't that funny that that word is all the way back there? I never knew that. It just blows me away this morning looking at that. The days of Noah. How will you know my return is near when the earth is full of Hamas once again? Now, it'd be an interesting study for someone to go back and look and see when this party came into party. I'd be curious to know how far they can trace their, probably not very far. Again, oblivious to the judgment of God, the inhabitants of the earth were caught unprepared by the flood. Such a state of unpreparedness, having a jar of peanuts and 2 cups of water, such a state of unpreparedness, the Lord says, I'm coming back soon. Are you ready? And he's talking to you. Peter says, are you just talking to me? He goes, Peter says, you talking to me, Lord? Lord says, no, I'm not talking to you. What I say to you, I say to all Watch. Watch. Therefore, be ye also ready, he says. Such a state of unpreparedness will exist when Christ returns. Now, today, we've got the connection now between the two ages. The days of Noah and the days of present-day planet Earth, circa 2016. Here it is. Notwithstanding the revelation God gave me an hour ago this morning, Hamas, that's late, though important. But both ages are oblivious to the judgment of God. That's the answer to this sermon. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when I return. What characterized the days of Noah? People were oblivious to the judgment of God. And I've said it in here before, I'll say it again. If you ever discover the ark, what you're going to find on it, like a horror movie when they bury someone alive in a coffin, you're going to find scratch marks on it, all covering the ark. And that's how it's going to be when the Lord returns. Verse 38, for as in the days before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark, and they did not know. Until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Now Jesus is going to compare those that the flood took away with those that the ark took away. Okay, verse 40. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken, one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, one will be left. One will be taken, one will be left. The Greek word for taken is the word paralambano. You've heard me talk about the word para many times in here, where it means to be alongside of. Remember John 1:6? There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The word means alongside of. There was a man sent from alongside of God whose name was John. Here it's paralambano. Lambano means to receive. Put it together, what do you have? Means to receive near or receive alongside of. Verse in action is John 14:2. Reads like this. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will receive you unto myself. It's paralambano. Receive you unto myself. To receive near. That's what this word means. One will be taken. One will be received near. Second word, aphiemi.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
I could run away, you would never leave. You will always stay right by my side. I could run away, you would never leave. You will always stay right by me.